think if people actually look and listen to the substance, they'll see somebody who is completely on top of his facts, knows exactly the policies that he believes the country should follow. And, you know, the thing that I think is really, really important, because in a general election, suddenly the politicians aren't the decision makers anymore. The people are the decision makers. So they got to decide. And when you come here, I mean, I know it doesn't mean the same in media terms, but when you actually come here and you see this clinic, which is a groundbreaking clinic, and there's going to be lots of them if we are re-elected, you see what the debate should really be about, which is about the future of the country.
But he had a spot on prime time television to get that message across. Do you think he's failed then?
No, I don't think he's failed at all. I think the question is for people, you know, when you start in an election campaign, particularly when you've got a new thing, which is the debates, then it will all revolve around a bit of, you know, sort of, you know, kind of who's up, who's down and all the rest of it. But once you get into the final days, then I think people will really focus their minds on who has the best answers for the future, who's got the energy, the drive to take the country forward, who's got the answers to the questions the future is posing. And if you look at the health service, the question is, how do you not just invest in it, but change it for the future? This is the answer. This is the answer that's been given by a Labour government that actually has changed the health service dramatically in the past years.
The waiting is finally over. Britain's first high-definition election night programme starts 9 p.m. May the 6th on Sky News HD.